You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In the Benny Green Archives.
You're just too marvelous for words like glorious, glamorous, in that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. You're too much, and just too very, very to ever be, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous.
By the time Sinatra cut the sides which make up the Close to You album, he had already done what posterity might well be inclined to select one day as his most typical album of all. A marvellous collection, any one of whose 15 tracks could be singled out as a classic. Today, Songs for Swinging Lovers is such a classic that we take it for granted and forget what it actually is, letting his by now enormous public know what was what when it came to good songs. As one example among 15, let's look at a song that a lady called Mabel Wayne had written back in 1929 for a picture that came out in the following year called The King of Jazz. The way John Bowles sang it, the song was routine Mexican cowboy stuff, kind of chili con corny of the familiar song.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago.
What Sinatra and Riddle now contrived to do with it was nothing short of remarkable. Remember, here is a song crying out for the parodists. A song so creaky and so antiquated that it took a deep-lying musical awareness to spot its possibilities.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars guitar, lips red as wine, broke somebody's heart, and I fear that it was mine. It happened in Monterey, and without thinking twice, I left her and I threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart, how it longs for that sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Reshaping of It Happened in Monterey was so thoroughgoing that nobody has ever sniggered at that song since. Today, that sound is as familiar to us as our own photographs. But then, it was new and extremely exciting. It was the Nelson Riddle sound.
Marbot's Old Standards, sung impeccably by Frank, and this same style was woven through it. All the arrangements, obviously, were written by one person. And this, and then the album within itself, unlike many albums today, where, well, actually the songs are so divergent that you... That each one demands a different treatment, which breaks the mood. In this case, the songs did have some sort of common denominator, and we just kept the mood going through both sides of the album, 12 or 14 sides. They used to be rather generous in those days. Now, if you get an LP with 10 cuts on it, it's normal.
Film after film, album after album, musician after musician. In May 1957, a new musical director for a classic album of sad songs. The new man was Gordon Jenkins, a real character with a real musician's sense of humour and a reputation for getting singers to do what he wanted. And as Sinatra was the world champion when it came to singers who got musical directors to do what he wanted, it looked like it might turn out to be a spectacular small war.
There was an album at the Capitol called Where Are You? 100 people showed up to see the fight because he had a reputation for being very difficult on orchestra leaders, and I had a much smaller one for being moderately independent. So everybody that knew us both showed up to see us go at each other, and big disappointment. We never had a crossword, and they haven't since then.
New York, New York, or a village in Iowa. The only difference is the name. If you're alone, whether on Main Street or on Broadway, if you're alone, they are both the same. A town's alone. And there is no one waiting there for you. Then it's a lonely town. You wonder up and down. The crowds rush by, a million faces pass before your eyes. Still yes, there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light. You're lost in the night unless there's
Lonely Town is a Condon Green and Leonard Bernstein song which was originally written for the legendary picture On the Town, but was dropped from the final cut. Sinatra picked it up again, and it stayed picked up. It was this affection for genuinely worthwhile music and the people responsible for it that was and is the hallmark of Sinatra's character. One of his co-workers, Gordon Jenkins, was at first quite overwhelmed to discover the way the whole thing worked.
There's nobody ever been like him in our time. I don't think you'll ever see anybody that knows as much about singing and is as good a compelling a performer. He was the same in his sex as Judy. The people just go along with him. And we've had an extremely good relationship of mutual respect. And he's a lot different than other people in every way. Frank never, very seldom, will say to you, that's good, or that sounds good, or that's great, or thanks very much. He will go around the block and do it some other way. He'll do something for you that you didn't expect, or he will do something for one of your friends. He'll show you that how appreciative he is, but he will almost never tell you.
In 1957, Sinatra was filming another role he had always yearned for. John O'Hara had once written a series of letters telling the story of a second-rate but not altogether untalented nightclub bum called Joey, who was always looking for the main chance, that is, a good-looking dame with plenty of money. True love was too expensive a business for Joey. For him, it had to be subsidized. And this deadly combination in his personality of charm and heartlessness was tailor-made for the city slicker side of Sinatra's screen persona. How Joey the Musical had been blessed with a good Rodgers and Hart score. But the film Pal Joey had an even better one, buttressed with plums from other Rodgers and Hart shows, including one of the best catalogue songs ever written, from a 1937 show called Babes in Arms, one of those, hey kids, why don't we put on the show right here in the bar properties. In the stage play, the song was supposed to proclaim the lady's innocence. But in the picture, it's made to take on a literal truth, as Sinatra sings it in an empty club to an audience of one, his rich, mature lady, played with terrific unspoken style by Rita Hayworth.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke and it's okay.
hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at eight. She loves the theater, but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with Sharpies and froth, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford, and she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, but it's oak. Hates California. It's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Pal Joey telling it the way it is in one of the most successful musical pictures of the 1950s. Sinatra's Capital period was so crammed with classics that it's impossible to do justice to that time of his life without playing every one. I'll have to be content with just two, because they seem to me to represent so many virtues you can find in all the others. Two performances which show the two sides: the forlorn man slumped at the bar, and the happy swinger carrying along the whole world with him in the delighted wake of his exuberance. Two archetypal Sinatra portrayals. The first is one of the great unrecognized American short stories, New Yorker rather than O. Henry, a cautionary tale in verse. After hearing it just once, you know the life history of the man who tells it. You know all the fatal details of his unhappy love affair. In the musical sense, something flawless, something that rolls along with the stately inevitability of the best blues and jazz. The song was written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer for Fred Astaire, but I don't think it will ever be sung by anybody quite as magnificently as this.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my babe and one more for the road. I got the routine. Put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my baby and one more
for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's talked away? Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby, and one more for the road, the long. It's so long.
One for My Baby, the song that Sinatra has been seen building an invisible stage set round, with the age of just a lit cigarette and a tilted fedora. Is that the same man who now celebrates the sheer vitality of being alive? This one was written by Cole Porter, again, long, long before the recording was made.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
And that's it. See you same time next week.
sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
You've been listening to In the Benny Green Archives here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on, along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.